Blog Talk Radio.
Harmony, and boy, what a great record.
Found a beer? It's 7 o'clock in the morning. Scotch?
And away we go!
Good morning, Mr. Phelps.
Nothing
like it. You heard wrong.
Away from it all.
My name is Osayimana.
Terrible, terrible, terrible.
No, no,
I love to
no,
sing up.
Giddy up.
Man, dig that cat. He's on.
Jack, why you going looking so sharp and everything?
Oh, man, don't you know what today is, Mama?
Oh, man, what's today?
Today is the 40th of November, Jack, the
40th. Of November?
Yes, yes.
What's the 40th of November?
You don't know?
No, hip.
It's a hip cat holiday.
Take your gal and grab your hat, we're going to jump today. Just a bucket to and fro on the hip cat holiday. Time to jump and left and right, swing it here to stay. Hop and skip and what a sight on the hip cat holiday. Turn around and truck on down, we jump the whole day through. Band swinging, cats are high, take the beat and get it. You can swing it if you try on a hip cat holiday. La da 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 da.
Are waiting at the end of my ride. Move them
on, hit him up, hit him up, move him on, hit him up, raw high. Cut him out, ride him in, let him out, turn him out, ride him in, raw
that. Ted's barking his head off already. You gotta love it. Here we go. Calm my dog down. Well, good evening, and welcome to Friday Night Possum. Will you shush? Right here on Earth. Presented by the Grenache Network, home of the finest in radio entertainment. With such fine programming as Possum Hour, the aforementioned Friday Night Possum, and Clobberin' Time with your host and mine, Ben J. Grimm. talk about waking up on the wrong side of the bed there. All right. Well, ouch. Yeah, I do need a doctor around, Cake. All right. Well, without any further ado, except for this ado, we'll do
you
this.
Possum Puss, get that punch out there or you'll get one from me. Go on.
George B. Bopper.
Oh, a B. Bopper. Dig that crazy bopper name. Oh, a B. Bopper. Dig that crazy bopper name. Oh, a B. Bopper. Bop, bop, bopper. B. Bopper. Oh, a B. Bopper. Dig that crazy bopper name. Cool, man. Give me some skin. Oh! Cool, man. Give me some skin. Oh, a beaver. Oh! Cool, man. Real, 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 real George. Oh! Cool, man. Real, 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 real George. Cool, man.
Fuck you, Gumby.
Ladies and gentlemen, Professor R.
That was real
Grenache.
George. Grenache.
Absolutely.
Every day is a Hepcat holiday, baby. Every day.
Hepcat holiday. You got that right. You got that right.
Damn Skippy.
Once again, here we are on Possum. Say,
yes.
You ain't working anymore, George, are you?
No. No, I'm not.
So what'd you do in your leisure this week?
I'm an unemployed cigar slinger. I sit around and I smoke cigars and I go to cigar lounges and see if they need me.
And that's pontificate.
What I do.
Yeah.
That's it.
So you're looking for a new gig? You looking for a new gig?
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Cool.
I'm watching a pre-coded movie called Prohibition. And I'm smoking a Rocky Patel Prohibition. And that was not planned.
I'll
How do you like that for weirdness? Isn't that weird shit?
Well, maybe later on I'll go get a little dram of I've got some Cutty Sark Prohibition style scotch.
There you go. We got a theme going,
I'll
baby.
I'll tell you what, though. That stuff's rugged, boy.
I'm sure
that's
it
for
is.
Men. That's for manly men, that stuff.
Well, this cigar.
We did that once.
Packed it.
Put it in the back of the shelf, you know.
That's reserved for Fogey, baby.
That's when you're feeling feeling manly. Now he brought that 18-year Macallan over. He always wants to hit that thing, man. That's the good goodness there. But, well, good luck on the job search, man.
Well, thank you. Right now I'm enjoying life. I tell you what, I'm 1,000 times happier.
Good.
And that's,
if it's
and
not
that's
making
what I
you
want.
Happy, quit doing it. If it's not making you happy, quit doing it. That's
exactly.
A good rule. Life
know,
is too short to not be happy.
You know what, one thing I just figured out, that's 2019 has been a testament to my sobriety. If I didn't pick up during 2019, then I'm good as gold.
Cool. Good thing to.
So I look at it that
way.
Way
to think about it.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. I didn't kill myself.
There you go.
I didn't kill myself.
That's always a plus. I have low hanging ceilings here, so that was always like a bummer with me when I first moved in.
Yeah.
No place to hang myself.
True. Yeah, I'm on a one floor when I do that Robin Williams thing, and I'm not that dedicated, you know.
No. People think you're whacking yourself off. Not that there's anything wrong with that, right?
Not that there's anything wrong with that. Right. I have a question, Dr. Kate. I'm so glad she's here because number one, it wouldn't be a show without Dr. Kate.
Oh, you're
but
right there.
I'm under the impression, I don't know if this is a wrong impression, but I'm under the impression that you did a keto diet for a while and you lost some weight. So my question is that true? You did keto and you lost a significant amount of weight? That's my question to you, the listener.
And while we're waiting,
you
can fill us in who don't know what this keto shit is.
Yeah, the keto is basically no carbs, as low carbs as you can get.
Uh-huh.
Okay, yes, it's true. So do you recommend that then? Because I'm looking at the thing, and it's like, well, you can eat a ton of food. It's just you can't, no fruits. Isn't that weird?
They don't want you to eat fruits?
No fruits, berries, but no fruits. Like she says there, meat, eggs, vegetables. You can eat the vegetables, except for like corn and a couple other ones. But most of the vegetables are on there. No beans. Yike.
Oh, fuck beans. Fuck beans. Whistleberries, my grandfather used to call them.
My God.
Fuck beans.
They couldn't.
You got beans.
Did you ever see a cattle driving a Western, man? Fucking beans,
yeah.
Man. Got the. That's what made the American West. That's what tamed the West. Fucking baked beans, baby.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, yeah.
Well, Brooks,
I do like
that.
The bean.
I can't. My grandfather used to call them whistleberries.
Well, and the big deal, yeah, whistleberries. The big mamu, though, is. Dun, 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 no beer.
Forget that keto shit. You need your
natties.
Well,
I wasn't supposed to drink beer. I wasn't supposed to drink natties on the juicing either, and I lost weight, so.
There you go. There you go.
Count as beer. It's kind of just water, a little flavoring.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We need a drunken super host.
Well, I could still drink scotch. Scotch is cool.
There you go.
All right. Keto beer.
Keto beer.
I gotta look.
Keto beer.
I can't do the fucking show on scotch though, man. Jeez Louise. I'm a badass drinker, but I ain't that badass, man.
They did it in the old West.
Well, that's true. Well, digress further. I went out yesterday. Well, I looked at this flyer that was sitting around for this gym. $10 a month, right?
Okay.
And I sees that it expires yesterday. So yesterday I goes over and finally, I've been for years going, I need to join that gym over there for crying out loud.
Okay. All right.
I want to join the goddamn gym, right?
All right.
So I get up today,
better now, but my hip has hurt so bad.
Oh, yeah.
I couldn't have done nothing over there, man. I didn't go to the gym. I just joined, you know, and I was going to go over there today. I couldn't even walk hardly, man. I'm like,
see that? You injured,
popping around here
you
like
injured
Stumpy.
Yourself just signing up.
I'm like fucking Stumpy over here all day today. Dadnabbit! Dadnabbit! Jeez. So, that'll
now
teach
you gotta,
me.
Now you gotta wait for your hit to feel better. And these people are probably thinking, oh, there's another one.
Yeah. We backed another, you know, resolution guy. Oh, speaking of resolutions, I have my ongoing list. I had to add one. Number 9. No chips. No chips, man. Fucking quit chips. Bad. Chips bad.
I can't
chips
remember
bad.
The last time I had chips.
You know, I've quit chips and lived without chips and been very happy. But once you get on the chip bandwagon, you're like looking at the chips all the time going, look at those chips. Hey, could try those chips. No more chips.
Uh-huh.
All right.
No more.
And I've held to my pledge to no fast food. Haven't done that. Pretty much staying positive. Got to get to that one. I'm working on the roof for the house. Working on the roof. Got a guy.
Getting things done. You're
yeah.
the Commodore.
Yeah. And my to-do
You're
list.
The Commodore.
My to-do list. Uh-huh. I've only got 1, 2, 3 things left on my to-do list. So there you go.
All right.
I don't count the roof. That's more of a project, you know. All righty. Well, anyway, let's blow something the fuck up. How about
blow it
day?
Up. Blow something up. There you go. Knock that off your list. Blow something the
I wrote
fuck
that
up.
Down. I made a note. Keto, however you say that, keto beer, Cake says. What if
there's
there is
actually
such a thing?
Keto beer. Okay, interesting.
Well, because they have, like, ways to make keto bread, you know, and shit like that. It's not really, you know. It's, anyway. Well, maybe we'll give
what
the keto a try.
Is it something?
What?
Is it an acronym? Or is it actually something that's just not carbs? Is it a physical thing? I don't know what keto is. Or is it just the name of the diet? Like, is it named after somebody?
Oh, ketosis. Because when you just eat high fat, high protein, your body goes into ketosis.
Okay. Ketosis.
And that's where you start burning off fat. I was thinking, what is it? And I was looking it up, and I remembered I read it earlier. Your body starts burning off fat. So,
interesting.
Yeah. So it's a ketone.
And they have
sends your body into
Google has charts of keto beers. So you got it made. You got it. You're all set, Kyle. Yep, Michelob Ultra. Coors Light.
No.
Corona Light.
I can drink Michelob Ultra?
Yeah, that's right. That's what it says according to Google. It's got to be right.
Up.
If Google says it.
2.6. Well, I'd still have to really cut down.
Rolling Rock. Rolling Rock Green Light. You like Rolling Rock.
I like that. Oh, yeah. You got to love the rocks, man.
There you go.
I'm looking at this thing. Coors
Light.
Tits, man.
Coors Light. Okay. You're set. Fuck the chips.
How come natties ain't
fuck
on there,
chips.
Man? Get the natties on there. Yeah, well, I'm staying away from the chips. Chips are bad. All right, let's blow something the fuck up.
Blow something the fuck up.
Man. It's, what is it?
I don't know.
There we go. It's a guy named Montel Jordan, and the song is called This Is How We Do It. You probably heard that one, right?
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm talking about? This is how we do it. This is how we do it.
Okay.
So we're going to blow that up.
All right, blow it up.
Keto beer, so I can have really... How many carbs in a natty, man? You got the carbs on there? Carbohydrates 3.7. That's a little bit more than that Michelob. The mix are expensive. But then again,
Are you making up your own rules now?
I'm mulling it over. I'm mulling it over.
Okay.
Martin Mull over here. Martin Mull.
Mull it over,
all right.
Baby.
This is how we do it. No, because I'm getting rid of this fat dad. It's coming on one way or the other. One way or the other. If I have to cut off a leg, I'm going to lose 50 pounds, okay? Dedicated I am.
We're all behind you.
Then I'll really walk funny. Okay. Countdown blowing up of the what is it? Hip hop song. It's a hip hop.
Okay. A little bit of funky.
Funk.
This is how we do it.
Look at that shit of a big butt.
This is how we do it.
I've got your Colgate toothpaste. The one with tartar control.
And it feels like a bit of shit.
This is how we do it.
This is bullshit.
Pull the string.
This is how we do it. It's Friday night.
Move, Larry!
No!
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 Oh! Oh! Ah! Oh!
Oh! Oh!
Oh!
Oh!
Oh!
Oh!
Ah!
Searching for that green man on the back road.
You know about the Green Man?
Oh, what about the Green Man? On the south, on the back roads in South Park?
South Park. Well, that's south, it's a community south of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. That was a local Pittsburgh band.
Okay.
Singing the Green Man song. This was a fella born in 1910, severely disfigured in an electrical accident as a child, right?
Yeah.
And it really messed up his face. So he became a recluse and wouldn't go out in public because people would panic. And he got the name of Charlie No Face, or the Green Man. And legend had it that he'd only come out at night and he'd wander up and down the roads of, what was the highway? Route 351. Feeling his way along with a walking stick because he was almost blind.
Interesting. Interesting that it made
kind of a weird
little background to it. I like it.
Yeah. But kind of cool.
Yeah.
Some people said he glowed in the dark. Electricity and shit. I don't think that's true.
Okay.
Maybe they had a green glow. But he was struck by cars several times.
He was like a lot.
And passed away at the ripe old age of 74 in a retirement home there. So
outlived
the Green Man.
Sure.
Raymond Robinson.
Gumby's the Green Man. I'm the new Green Man.
You could be the new Green Man.
Hey! Gumby.
Got dragged in there. All right. GTO.
Okay, GTO.
Let's give him a shout out out there. Got some belching to do over here. I think we're going to let Ted sleep because it's better if he doesn't have more treats.
He was all excited. He was all excited during that Rawhide song.
He kind of peaked at the beginning. Yeah. We got Dr. Cake, aforementioned
Dr. Cake,
successful keto dieter.
Keto.
So they said you could lose like 5 pounds a week, and that's what I lost on the juice. And then this one, you get to actually eat shit. You don't get to eat anything. You're drinking juice. So this one, like, you can eat, like, meat, all the meat you want. And
it's
fuck,
like
don't eat yogurt.
Telling you people what you want to hear. It's all a psychological thing. You probably lose the weight because you think you can.
These skinny fucks have some strange ideas, is all I can say.
I'm trying
these
to
these skinny fucks weight. Come up. You can have shit. I got an extra 50 you can have, babe. Damn.
I don't
like feel like a piece
shit.
Of shit. Oh, God. Dude, I could sit there and eat a whole bag right now. Potato chips. I'm not even hungry, but I just love chips.
That's not real food. I got to eat a dead animal.
You can eat peanuts. You can eat peanuts on the keto.
There you go.
But nuts aren't good for my boiler, man. Can't eat a lot of them.
I guess
I could snack on a few nuts. That would fill my snacking zone.
All right.
Down. Yeah. Cool. I can eat a little bit of nuts. All right. Well, we have Dr. Cake. Wouldn't be a show without
Dr. Cake.
Thank you so much for coming. Appreciate your presence here every single time.
Pots
especially looking
cake.
Forward tonight that if I could ask you about the keto.
And
there he is.
Keto.
The keto man himself, G.T. Trenton. G.T. Trenton could do the keto. He could do the keto. He likes the meat.
I'm sure he can.
He likes meat. He likes the meat. What are you having? I'm having meat.
Meat, man.
Give me some.
He's a guy's
what are you going to have tonight? We're going to have some meat. That's the thing. I don't eat a lot of meat. The ex-old lady gave me a couple of roasts or some shit. I'll have to look at what that is. them fuckers.
Dead
animals. Nothing but meat. I don't think I could deal with that steak. Carnivore diet. That'd be creepy. Now, GT could do that. He's a meat guy. He'd need, energy drinks. Meat and energy drinks. And blood wine. And,
That's right. That's why he's GT.
What's that shit? What's that shit he drinks? The,
Fireball. Rockstar.
Fireball.
Fireball.
They drink some Fireball whiskey. Fireball.
Fireball.
I got a bottle of Fireball in there.
There you go. Is that keto?
It's keto. No, it's probably got too much sugar in it. Probably too much sugar. It's not
keto.
It's not just whiskey. It's whiskey with flavorings and whatnot. So it might not be keto. This Yuengling beer I'm
keto.
Opening up here.
Yeah.
This Yuengling beer, not keto. Is keto or not keto? Not keto. So that'll be... I'll just go around. Keto? Not keto. Keto? I'll eat that. Not
it
keto?
Have,
fuck it.
It should have a little symbol. It should have a symbol in the label like they have for recyclable. If it's keto or not.
I just
got to
make a list and pack it on the fridge, you know. Keto, no keto.
There you go.
The no keto. It's pretty easy to no keto. List is shorter than the keto, I think. There's more you can eat than you can eat. It's just that the shit you can eat is the shit that I like the best.
So fuck you, though.
Fuck me. I know. Well, we'll see. I mean, it's less draconian than that juice fast. That thing was... I still can't bring myself to get into that again, man. I've been trying. Just like, fuck that, man. I want to eat. I want to masticate. Man must eat. All
right. That's right, right.
G.T. Trenton. Thank you for coming, sir. Cheap Monster and Fireball.
There you go.
32-ounce porterhouse steak and a tater and a salad.
There you go. See? He knows how to eat. That's a man right there.
Oof. No thanks. I couldn't do that. I could not do that in less than 10 minutes. No, sir.
Uh-huh.
Got that
and
picture with you and the
chicken
babe.
Wings.
He's got a picture of him and some babe in a restaurant. He's got a T-shirt. Because he ate the steak, I think.
Yeah, what a
was that
sweetheart,
the
man. The blonde?
That was the hot wing.
She's a cutie.
That guy's a hot wing. Yeah.
A hot wing? Yeah, she was a honey.
I don't know. Yeah. He is the beast.
He is the
Speaking
beast.
Speaking of bestiality, there he is, Professor R.J. Gumby. The sinister minister of finance and parking. And there they are, the Possum Lounge.
With your super host, Commodore Decker.
Tito as the beaver. Tito.
Cookie, cookie, lend me your comb. the kind of scene that I dig. Baby, you're the ginchiest.
Baby.
What's it, sucker?
And there you have it. Kooky Burns, rest in peace. Lynn Jeebus, your comb.
And Buck Henry.
No offense.
Attention to Buck Henry, the great Buck Henry.
And Buck Henry, crying out loud. The man who conceived the cone of silence. Forget about it.
The man who wrote the screenplay, the Catch-22.
Yeah, yeah.
I told you what he did, right? He read it in one night.
What's that?
The book? He read the book in one night, and he called Joseph Heller at like 4:30 in the morning or something like that and said, I just finished your book. What the fuck did I just read? how am I supposed to write a script to this?
I was going to say, that's got to be a challenging screenplay to write, you know?
Oh, definitely.
That
definitely.
Book is just so mind-boggling. Boom, 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 boom,
great,
boom,
great
boom, boom.
Fantastic.
Speaking of catch 22s, I read that in college.
Yeah, I read that three
times. I don't think I still have my copy. I'd like to plow through that one again.
Yeah. One of the few books where I actually laugh out loud while reading it. That's Portnoy's complaint.
Yeah, I had a bootleg copy of Portnoy, too. That was dirty, dirty, dirty. Dirty. Dirty.
You gotta love the monkey. Gotta love the monkey.
You know, my mom went to school. She knew Philip Roth in college.
Yeah.
We went to the same college at the same time.
Yeah. Nice.
And she knew him enough that she, you know, approached him about writing an article for a alumni magazine a couple years after. You know, maybe 10 years after.
Sure, he didn't do it.
No, he couldn't. He wrote her a nice letter back saying, my publisher.
Sure.
Have an exclusive thing, but thanks for asking, and he was real nice about it.
Yeah.
I don't know whatever happened to the letter, but that would be cool to have.
Yeah. I always got
a letter from
Philip. Man, there's so many of his later books I haven't read. Somehow I just...
Yeah.
You know, it's a high school...
He's a good writer.
Oh, yeah.
Good writer. Right. And, only like one step away from
read.
Dave. My mom, and then Philip Roth.
Uh-huh.
So you're like three steps away from Philip Roth. You're my pal.
How are you?
My mom.
Uh-huh.
Phil Roth. Boom.
There you
We're
go.
In there, man.
There you go. Networking,
We're like
baby.
This. We're like this. It's, what do you call, who's that fuck? Kevin Bacon. The Kevin Bacon theory.
Yeah, that's Kevin Bacon thing. 6 degrees.
All right. I think all my belches sent them away, GT. Oh, I wanted to tell everybody. It gives a shit. I mentioned it to Gumby privately. But remember last November we had a record overdose next door.
Yep.
The whole gang, everybody over there took some bad...
unheard of.
Some bad dope. Okay. Fentanyl. And all four people OD'd. So... One of them survived, and I didn't know for the longest time, and my theory was that it was Chet, who I've spoken about. Son of a gun. He was the lone survivor. And
there you go.
I can't help but think he did not take the bad dope. They thought he took the bad dope because he just looks like he's always on bad dope. You know? He woke up, found them all dead, called 911, and then they went, oh, geez, look at this guy. So they've moved all the shit out from in there, and I guess I'll have new neighbors. I hope they're if they live longer.
Where, who'd you hear this from? Is Chet
it was
in
the paper.
okay.
No, I would think he's in, they probably had to put him in assisted living. Because he can't take care of himself. He needs somebody to give him his dope and everything. So he's all fucked up.
Might be some kind of charges against him as well, though.
No, no. There's no charge. For an OD, you don't get, they don't arrest you. Because they're afraid that they arrest people for overdose and then they won't call 911 when they overdose.
Yeah, okay. Oh, which makes sense.
Yeah, it makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a bad, it's an epidemic. Ohio had the second worst opioid abuse in the country, right behind West Virginia. So, you know, it's real classy company over here. It's a terrible thing, man. I don't understand. I don't understand them opioids, none.
Well, you know what? I mean, you know what's good for getting yourself off the opiums? Kratom.
What's that?
That was the original idea. Kratom. That was the original idea of Kratom. Because it has an opium-like substance. And it's good for getting people off the heroin and everything. Yeah.
I did not know that.
Yeah. That was the original idea of it.
Huh.
Good stuff.
You know what that makes me feel like? It makes
What's
me feel
that?
Like a Friday Frank. A Friday Frank.
A Friday Frank.
Yeah. Paul.
Uh-huh.
I'm powerful hungry. I ain't had but a couple of three breakfasts this morning.
Gentlemen,
good stuff. Good stuff.
I like that one. That was just weird, man. You know, it's like Frank Zappa. Huh? What?
Uh-huh.
Early one. I'm not sure who that was doing the singing, but boy,
that
very
versatile.
That was a dirty sounding bass there, boy.
Yeah. Oh, kind.
I
seen a great documentary, man. You ever hear of a documentary called The Wrecking Crew? About all the studio
I haven't seen it,
musicians?
Though. I've seen little bits of it, and I follow their Facebook page as well.
Yeah? Very good. It wasn't just the Monkees, kids. I mean, a lot of these musicians didn't play on their own albums.
Sure. No That was common practice. Common practice.
They just bring in the lead vocal, and that was it. They had a whole other cast of characters playing the instruments.
Yeah. I had a weird one. It was that Wednesday, I guess. I woke up, and I go to click on the TV, you know. I got the remote sitting next to me. Half asleep. Bing, 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 nothing. Bing. I go, what's going on? And a little alarm. I still have the alarm clock, you know, that you have it set. And it's blinking, 12:35. But it's not a bright light. What the fuck's going on here? Uh-huh, and I go into the office here. I got another one in the office just like that. It's doing the same thing. And then I go into the living room, and half the lights are out, and a little light on the monkey light is on, but it's dull. And it's like the electricity's off, but almost off, not quite off. Never had that happen before. That was really weird. And then I looked at my gym crack, and it said, you know, you have a power outage. So I'm like, okay.
Oh, okay.
But that was, wasn't that weird? Have you ever had that happen?
No.
Where, like, some shit still on halfway?
Is that considered a brownout?
Maybe so, because I didn't have to reset the clock on the stove, even. It didn't even go off. And the fridge was, I opened the fridge. And it was on, but again, the light was dull. It wasn't as bright as it usually is. Like it was.
That is strange. I never heard of that.
That was a weird morning, man. But not as weird as this. Wee <Wee-wee>. Woo! Time to spin the wheel.
Yes.
Take a spin. You could be a winner. Awesome. Yay.
We did that one that was the Bob Dylan parody, right? Yeah, we did that one.
Yeah.
That was the Family Frog. Oh, take that one down. Okay, well, now I can hold this Yoko Ono that I skipped last week over y'all's head.
All right.
We're not going to play Yoko tonight.
Thank you, Jesus.
No Yoko. We found something much worse. Just for you, loyal listener. I think this is one of yours, Gumby. I didn't really know what this was until I listened to it, and I went, oh, it's 3 minutes you'll never get back is what that is. Didn't quite look like 3 minutes you'll never get back. Once upon listening to it, that's 3 minutes you never get back, Jack.
Okay.
So, with that in mind, this is sick shit. It was, oh my God, Kate, it was so warm here, 55 degrees Fahrenheit today.
Yeah.
Crazy town in January. Yeah, it was raining here all day. All right, 3 minutes. Psycho!
Can Mary fry some fish, Mama? I'm as hungry as can be. Oh, Lordy, how I wish, Mama, you could keep the baby quiet. 'Cause my head's killing me. I seen my ex last night, Mama, at a dance at Miller's store. She was with that Jackie White, Mama. I killed them both, and they're buried under Jenkins' sycamore. Don't you think I'm psycho, Mama? You can pour me a cup. If you think I'm psycho, Mama,
better let them lock me up. Don't hand the dog to me, Mama. I might squeeze him too tight. And I'm as nervous as can be, Mama. But let me tell you about last night. I woke up in Johnny's room, Mama, standing right by his bed, with my hands near his throat, Mama, wishing both of us was dead. You think I'm psycho, don't you, Mama? I just killed Johnny's pup. You think I'm psycho, don't you, Mama? You better let 'em lock me up. You know the little girl next door, Mama? I think her name is Betty Clark. Oh, don't tell me that she's dead, Mama. Why, I just seen her in the park. She was sitting on a bench, Mama, thinking up a game to play. Seems I was holding a wrench, Mama, then my mind walked away. You think I'm psycho, don't you, Mama? Didn't mean to break your cup. You think I'm psycho, don't you, Mama? Mama, Mama, why don't you get up? Say something to me, Mama. Mama, why don't you get up?
We interrupt our program to bring you this important message. I love you.
Present, the man to whom the news wouldn't be the news without the news, here's Dickie. May the good fairy sprinkle stardust on your bippy.
Almost on key.
There you go.
Yeah, man, that was called Psycho.
Uh-huh.
Psycho.
Wasn't that a lovely song?
Rightly so. Good Lord. Listen, if you listen to the words,
uh-huh.
He's like killing every... He kills a dog. He kills his kid.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And he kills the neighbor. And
uh-huh.
At the end, he kills his mom. Uh-huh. The fuck is with this guy?
Everyone
Eddie
needs
Nowak.
A hobby.
Psycho. You got that right. Aptly named, I might say. Who the fuck writes that and then records it? Come on, man. Give me a fucking break. Die. This is weird. I was looking at Fuckbook this afternoon, and the local news has an article. What's that noise? And I said, oh, yeah, this morning. This morning there was this whoosh. I mean, you know, I live close to the airport, but I mean, you don't hear this whoosh. This was a big whoosh. It turns out a couple of F-18 jets landed and took off the airport, which is a walking distance. I could walk up there and 20 minutes.
Shit.
Yeah. F-18 jets. And they were from Wichita. I don't know why they didn't specify why they were here, but boy, they make a big sound. Whoosh.
Big whoosh.
Whoosh.
That had nothing to do with your lights going, Tim, did it?
No, that was a couple days ago. But, I mean, it sounded like the damn thing was right over my house. I looked out the window. I couldn't see it. But, boy, it was loud. Anyways, here's one that ain't going to go nowhere. You might have seen this on the TV news. I just thought it was an interesting subject. This lawmaker wants to ban cell phone use by anyone under 21.
Yeah, good luck with that one.
Yeah, he realizes that's a windmill. That ain't going to happen. But he's just bringing it up to start a conversation on underage. But nothing's going to happen. I mean, fuck, that genie's so far out of the bottle. Holy crimoly.
What was his reasoning?
Well, because
what if the kids want to be involved and want their noses in the kids? Who cares?
Well, that and the bullying, the cyber bullying, and the dangers, of it being exposed to the internets and all that magokey. But, man, I see when I'm drawing caricatures and they have like a little baby, man, 9 times out of 10, they'll give them the gym crack to look at.
Yeah.
And they know how to use it before they can talk. They know how to swipe. And I swear to God, man, it's fucked up.
Well, it's the babies. It's like us with the TVs. We know the old TV shows because that was our babysitter. Now they just hand a phone to a kid, all the bright colors and music and everything.
Yep. Oh, it's Candy Crush. Yeah. We have Bugs Bunny, they have Candy Crush.
Uh-huh. And who's
weird
to say
shit,
who
man.
Had it better? God bless you.
Probably our parents.
Walk around the...
Probably our parents, I think. I really dug that era, like the growing up in the Depression in the 30s and the 40s.
Yeah.
The popular culture at that point. Yeah, the popular culture was more appealing to me than even the stuff I liked from when I was young, when we were young.
Although
I think the '60s was the golden age of TV for me. Fuck the '50s.
I go '70s.
Well, at least
music was definitely the '70s. But yeah, maybe TV. Maybe
I
got to
give you that one. '70s,
'70s maybe,
music
maybe
peaked
right.
And then fell off the cliff. But, I mean, TV was still good in the 70s,
but
TV by the 80s,
I'm with you. But the movies were the 70s.
Uh-huh.
TV, the 60s. I'm with you on that now.
Movies have had a different period. Like, the 70s movies I love just because they're you can smell them. They're just so real and gritty. Yeah. And I don't know why that is, but that's
movies.
The only period... Yeah, the only period like French Connection, things like that. It's just like, man, this is like real life.
They didn't get permits to film that shit. They did it actually on the streets at the time, and it was guerrilla filmmaking. That's what really
guerrilla
made it
filmmaking.
Good.
There you go. And they're time capsules of old New York in the '70s.
Yes, exactly.
That's when I used to visit the city a lot, man, and we'd go down to the city, and it was like my eyes were just as wide as saucers. Because, I mean, it was dirty. It's filthy.
Yep.
Man, topless bar. I saw that sign. I'm thinking, oh, my God. Like, when I grow up, I want to go to a topless bar. And all the waitresses' boobies will be out. Man, what a concept.
You wanted to be the barker. You wanted to be the guy out front saying, come into this one. This one has the best titties right here.
There you go, ladies and gentlemen.
Bouncy, bouncy.
Hey, come on over here. Yes. We've got an even number tonight. You're in luck.
We got 47
Chalice's night
on stage now. 47
Yeah.
Old Steve Martin joke.
Trixie's night off. All right. Speaking of dildos, a thief stole $1.3 million worth of the darn things. Wow. That's a lot of dildos, man.
Well, who knows? Well, how expensive are they?
I don't know. They're kind of expensive. Some big dongs and shit. $1.3 million worth of sex toys. That could be more than dildos.
Good God.
Were stolen from a truck parked on the side of a highway overnight in the U.K.
Hope it's for sale.
$1 million
for sex
toys.
Yeah,
that's a lot of dildos.
That is a lot of dildos.
Man, you probably thought he was in Washington, D.C. Hey, heathen!
There you go. Rimshot bait.
Oy vegan. All right. This is funny. Promises. But it's kind of... Maybe it would help with a visual, but... Subaru revealed its new model. And its name is the Forester Ultimate Customized Kit Special. Okay?
Uh-huh.
That's a true story, man.
I read it too. That's
did you read it? It didn't get through the censors. Yeah, it's the FUX is the good. An acronym is FUX. So, and they got this sign with the FUCKS in bold print, bigger. Oh, it's really not good. If that was an accident, you know.
Someone let it sleep by.
If I had seen that, I would have let it sneak by.
I've seen nothing.
I'd have been laughing. I'd have got fired at the trade show because I'd have been pissing my pants.
You would have a story to tell everyone.
Fucks the fuck edition.
You would have a story to tell everyone at the unemployment line.
If you want a sharp-looking SUV, go purchase yourself a Fox.
Look no further than Fox.
Subaru's Fox. Oh, Jerry Springer's on. Jerry Springer's a TV judge now. Didn't you guys know that?
Yeah.
Francie and GT talking about Jerry, former mayor of Cincinnati, no less. But he is now a TV judge. Judge Jerry.
Hi, vegan.
Sit. Oh, let's save that one for last. Oh, there's a good one. A lot of weird shit going on in the news. Here's two people fighting over crab legs at a local buffet, and they were using tongs like swords. this old guy and this young woman looks maybe in her 30s or 40s. This old fucker, he looks like he's in his 70s. You got to wait for they bring the crab legs on. Everybody grabs for him. Well, it was like the last of the crab legs, so they had a duel over it, and I guess the cops were called.
Okay. Did they have the munchies?
Oh, man.
Any weed?
One of them's facing. I don't know. I think it's just, crab legs. What are you going to do?
Yeah. You get the munchies, man. You want all the crab legs you can get.
People get charged up over them crab legs. So the one is facing disorderly conduct. The other is facing a third-degree assault. Who's the assault on the young gal?
Okay. Now, you see that? And you disagree with the capital punishment. Don't you think these people should be zapped?
for fighting over crab legs?
Oh, yeah.
It's that severe. I don't know if it was the young gal that beat up the old guy or the old guy that hurt the young gal, but either way, shame on y'all. You're out in public.
Behave yourself. Sort yourself out.
That's silly. You know,
it is.
Just everybody calm down. a shade or two. Oh, this is beauty. This is beauty here. I love these guys. These are my favorite criminals of the week.
All right.
Flowood, Mississippi. Authorities say two men attempted to scam the state lottery by submitting a losing ticket that had the winning numbers glued onto it. These are criminal geniuses over here, man.
Oh, that's great. Oh, man. Does this article have a picture of it? I would love to see the picture of this thing.
Oh, yeah, a couple of dunderheads. Look that up. This is actually this is on my local NBC.
Oh, that's funny stuff.
It's Associated Press story. But, yeah, State Lottery Commission called the police when the fake ticket showed up. $100,000 ticket. And from Columbus, Mississippi. They were set to appear in court Tuesday. It's unclear if they have lawyers, but... Yeah.
It's Dunning Kruger. A
couple of fucking criminal masterminds there, man.
Uh-huh.
That's beautiful.
I love that. Oh, Christ.
Here's a weird one. This is kind of creepy because this is local in my little town, Whitehall, over here, you know?
Uh-huh.
I don't know what's up with this guy. And this guy, this is an intruder, see? And he comes in the house and he points a gun at this guy, at his stomach, and he says, "Where's it at?" And then the guy's like, "I don't know what the fuck it is," you know.
Uh-huh.
So the guy pistol whips him and knocks him out. The guy wakes up, his apartment's empty, and his girlfriend drove him to the hospital. But where's it at?
And he still has no idea what it is.
No, maybe he's all his stuff. I don't know. The money. Anyway, hopefully don't get that guy.
It's like, is it safe?
And told police. Oh, it says no, he did not take anything.
Yeah, if he's got to look around. Whatever it is, the guy might have found it.
Maybe he did. Yeah, maybe he found it. Could have been redemption. All right, and finally... is this the poop story? Or do I have... Oh, this is... Okay, this we'll work into the poop story. This one I know is true. The other one, the real poop story, I'm not so sure. But this is... on the U.S.-Mexican border, they have the U.S. Customs and Border Protection, CBP.
Uh-huh.
And they're the ones chasing down everybody trying to cross into the country and whatnot. They got this radio tower... And it has become a home for some 300 vultures, appropriately enough.
Yeah.
And they're kind of nasty creatures.
Yeah.
I mean, number one, they feast on the dead. Yeah.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Then they sit up there on this radio tower just, you know, shitting their brains out and up-chucking and pissing and... And it, you know, it fucks up their communications.
What all rape do, yeah.
Jeez, they got a picture. Holy crap. This thing's covered in vultures. Wow.
Huh?
And they carry a range of diseases. The vulture droppings can carry a range of diseases, such as histoplasmosis, salmonella, and encephalitis.
God.
Encephalitis. God. Yowza. Mm.
We have them
in a large group.
Water tower. We got a water
a
tower
large
right
group
across
of
from
vultures?
My porch, and there they are.
Really?
Yeah.
That's creepy, man.
Yeah.
A large group of vultures smell like 1,000 rotting corpses. One guy described
good
it.
Guy. Oh, great.
Yeah,
that paints a beautiful picture.
So. You know, good one for the Mexicans, though. Yeah, helping the Mexicans. little kids are separating from the moms and stuff.
Uh-huh, uh-huh, uh-huh.
Vultures.
All right. Where is my... Okay, here's my possibly fake poop story. It's got to be fake. Miami, Florida. A man was arrested after he allegedly climbed a traffic light on a busy intersection and began shitting on cars passing underneath.
Jesus Christ.
Roy Stern was arrested by Miami police after numerous calls about a man hanging from a traffic light and shitting on cars. Police and the fire department had to bring Roy down via ladder. According to authority, Roy was high on crystal meth and marijuana. Probably the marijuana.
He thought he was a bird.
You know?
He thought he was a bird.
Yeah. It's going to fly. I'm shitting on cars. Wee.
There wasn't any statues around. So he's shitting on cars.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Can you imagine that? Imagine the work that goes into that. We have to climb up the drop trowel and
well, I mean, how much,
push that ass
how much
over.
Shit can you have in you, too? I mean, for me, it's like if I get... one a day, I'm good. You know, it's a good day.
I gotta have a good pot of coffee before I start kicking something out.
Hey, he must, yeah. Well, maybe the meth makes you shit. I don't know.
Yeah, hey, maybe. We don't know that stuff.
If any of you guys, if any of you guys in the chat room know if meth makes you shit,
FBI's not listening.
Yeah. All right, and there you have it. All the that's all that happened this week. You want anything else?
That's it. It's enough. More than enough.
Yeah, funny.
Don't stop me. Don't stop.
Now, back to our show.
Bother so
gee, my dear, let's get drunk and chug. I know your other man is out of town. My other woman, she's not around. Now is the time to break 'em down. Let's get drunk and chug. Yeah. If we should accidentally get too high to go home, I've got an extra dollar to rent a parking room. Many kisses and other fun, and a gallon to wake up on. There is nothing to be waiting for. Let's get drunk and drunk.
Oh, and I didn't mention it. Hang on. 3, 4, 5. All right, as soon as I get the feather, I'm going to say
it.
The thing will go off. We were joined by Francie from the Francie and the Friends.
Hello, Francie. There's Francie. Welcome to the show. I just saw a picture.
Oh, yeah, you
got to
watch
the
park.
The two boneheads. The two boneheads that try to fudge the ticket, man. That is great.
These fucking criminal geniuses there, boy.
Uh-huh.
Well, they probably got some keto barbecue sauce, too, man.
Yeah. Check for the keto label.
Is there a lot of sugar in, like, Tabasco? Like the Red Hot?
Oh, you got SGT, that one.
Let's see. Oh, my computer's slowing down. It is Red Hot. Keto. Keto friendly. There it goes. Frank's Red Hot, keto friendly. Yeah. Ah! Zero carbs. Totally keto.
All
get
right,
the fuck
go.
Out. Wings. Just got and butter, keto. So you got the butter and the Red Hot.
Uh-huh.
I think they didn't say that again. Well, I don't know. Yeah, no barbecue sauce, just the Red Hot. Just the red hot, man.
So what I'm,
but I don't know about
gathering
deep frying.
From this, it's just no no chips. That's all I'm gathering from.
No carbs.
No chips and
no
beer. No
carbs. No bread. No bread. No chips. Most of the fruits are out and the beer is gone. So no carbs, man. It's like a no carb diet. Bing. All
right.
Kind of like that one they had years ago. Remember the name of it, but I had a buddy
the one where the guy
about,
was
shooting? Atkins diet, the Atkins diet.
Yeah, Atkins.
I had a buddy went on that, and he lost about 20, 30 pounds, and now he's as big as a house. But we love
well,
him.
Well, what was the one that had
more
law,
than
the lawsuit? What was the one that had a lawsuit? The one that was named after a town or something.
Well, there was the Scarsdale.
The Scarsdale.
That was where the secretary was fooling around with Dr. whatever the fuck.
Uh-huh.
And then he was going to break it off, so she whacked him, I think. Or it was the wife whacking the doctor because he was around.
Oh, okay.
It was one of them sorted dirty.
Yeah,
that was a while, man, that was a while back.
Yeah.
70s, 80s. Drama. That went on for a while, though, man.
Yes,
yeah, the Scarsdale doctor. Can't remember their names, though.
Who was the doctor who tried to kill his wife with giving her too much insulin? What the hell was that? Klaus something? Remember that?
Ooh.
Reversal of fortune.
Really.
He was fooling around with the actress from Dark Shadows.
Huh. I got nothing on that one.
It began with a B. I forget. Irreversible Fortune was the name of the movie.
Oh, Klaus Van Bülow.
Yeah,
right. Klaus Van Bülow.
Yeah.
That's right, yeah.
Yeah, he was fooling around with that chick from Dark Shadows, man.
Well, man, the damn free TV, they got like about a million of these fucking reality crime channels, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, there's more of that than the Westerns now.
Uh-huh. Well, that's just interesting.
You start flipping, oh, fuck that, man. That's why everybody's crazy in this country, watching that shit.
Uh-huh.
Come on, man. I'm like flipping through channels. This guy comes up behind his wife and whacks her over the head with a fucking baseball bat. I'm like, Jesus Christ. How can you be so cold-blooded?
I usually take notes
whack
when I'm
in the head.
Shows like this. How to get things done.
Man. I don't need to hear about these cold-blooded motherfuckers, man.
That's interesting. So, I used to watch that American Justice. Confidential.
I got a real low tolerance for that bullshit, boy. I really do.
Ah, it's interesting stuff. People are fucked up.
My first wife was into that shit big time, you know, the crimes and all that.
I bet you slept with one eye.
I mean, I was interesting for a while, but, you know, I had the Manson family and whatnot, but, you know, I don't want to hear about that shit no more. All right, what do we do on Fridays?
What do we do on Fridays? All right,
polka. Now, we've been doing a polka for many, 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 many years now.
Many,
this is a good one,
years.
GT. Don't run away, because it's a good one. This is tuneful. And I may have played this before, because it's great. It's beautiful. It's fucking Dean Martin, all right?
Oh.
Get out of here.
Oh, anchor down.
Get Dean Martin
anchor
over here.
Anchor down.
All right? Come on.
Hey, anchor down.
Time to polka, baby.
It's Dino.
You're coming. One of these days.
Live from SCTV Studios in Melville.
Hello, I'm Yash Mengi.
And I'm Sam Schmengi.
And we are the Happy Wanderers.
Come on and play the sailor's polka. Make way for navy blue. Oh, how the girls all love the polka with a sailor who's tried and true. Where there is music and there's moonlight, the navy knows what to do. So come on and play the sailor's polka. Make way for navy blue.
All the band will start in playing when the fleet comes sailing in. They'll be hip, 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 hooraying, and the good times will begin.
There'll be gobs and gobs of misses who'll be waiting on the shore with gobs and gobs of kisses for the gobs that they adore.
Long before they drop the anchor, you will hear the music start. Every pretty girl will hanker to win a sailor's heart.
Yeah, the band will start and play, and the dancing will begin
when the fleet comes sailing in.
Come on and play the sailor's polka. Make way for navy blue.
And the good times will begin.
Oh,
there'll be gods and gods and misses who'll be waiting on the shore.
Where the sailor who's
kissing for the gods that they adore.
Where there is music and there's
moonlight,
and navy knows what to do.
Win a sailor's heart, yes.
So come on
start
and play the sailor's polka
the whole night through. So make way for navy blue.
Dino. Dino.
Come on, one more. You can do it.
There you go. One more for Dino, baby.
You bastard. There it is. Yeah, I was going to say, I think there's a boing.
Got it up,
all right, we did forget the plug, sir. The plug, sir.
Oh,
the plug, sir.
Okay. All right. So, he's got to go with it. That's why I wanted to bring that up.
Scooty beep beep beep. Hit it.
All right. Tomorrow morning at 3 Eastern time, His Eminence is going to be doing a show going deep. It's called Digging Deep. He's playing the songs from a popular artist that he hardly ever hear. I like that. That's what I try to do on all my pages. They're going deep. Tomorrow morning, 3 Eastern time, listen to it live on www.wriu.org. Possum Blues at 4:30.org. There you have it, kids.
.org.
You get more from an org.
It's a beautiful thing.
You get more from an org.
All right. We're burning daylight, chum.
Yes, we are. Yes, we are.
All right. Well, that sounds good. What's the point on this possum thing we do? What's the point of playing something you hear all the time, right? Unless you're going to blow it up.
That's what I try to do on all my music pages. You know, I don't want to.
Yeah.
You know, you got a birthday.
Yeah.
I don't want to put up a song that everybody's doing. I want to dig deep.
Play yeah. Free Bird. You know, nobody's ever heard that one.
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, I'd like to thank you guys for coming. It was real and it was nice, but it wasn't real nice. No, it was real nice. Thank you, guys.
It was swell. It was swell.
Yinling traditional lager.
I'm lying. I got to get my water.
Oh, there we go. We'll go out on that one. So, have a good weekend. 2020 is going to be like, in the year 2020, everybody's going to have a good time, and everybody's going to make a bunch of bread, and Bernie will win, bum, 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 bum. So, let's all hope and pray for the best.
Yeah.
And we're going to beam out of here just a minute. Yinling! I've got the transporter all warmed up. Better say goodnight, folks, now.
Goodnight,
folks, now.
Goodnight, folks, now. Now.
I like it. I like
there
it.
There you go.
Ahem, ahem.
Right away.
And with that said, I leave you with Yinling.
Whatever.
And energize! Come on! The cues are really going slow.
Meeting is adjourned. Oh, I am sorry, sir.
I didn't mean to overstep my bounds. You say that.
What?
Meeting is adjourned.
It is?
No, you say that, Governor.
What?
Meeting is adjourned.
It is?
Wait!